It's time for another Classic Car Chat, one of Al's Classic Car Chats, and this season being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And on this, we're out in a nice, beautiful country acreage is what we are, and Dave Cromer is going to join us. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Car Chat.
Well, how you doing?
It's just a gorgeous day as we sit here on a porch doing this Classic Car Chat, and I came out to see Dave because I know he has this beautiful Chevrolet that he's done tremendous amount of work on. So, Dave, let's start. Tell us what the car is like, what year, and maybe kind of what it originally was, because you've done so much work on this.
It's a 1951 Style Line Coupe. I bought it from a guy up in Burt, Dwayne Hayes. Brought it home and decided to customize it a little bit. So I chopped the top on it. I chopped the front five and a half and the back 3.5. Sat it back in there and tilted the back pillars forward to have forward motion. And I roll pan the back and roll pan the front to give it a little better stylish look.
And while you've done a lot of work, it still looks like a 51 Chevy, if you know what I mean. It just looks a bit more modern. As you say, it has more of a forward look.
Right. The top had more of a bubble top look to it. Stuck up quite a ways before I chopped it, and that brought it down to where it looked a lot better.
How'd you decide on the 51 Chevrolet? Did you, a car you were familiar with, or did it just happen to kind of fall in your lap, so to speak?
Yeah, it just kind of fell in my lap. I knew the guy out at work, Dwayne Hayes. His dad used to drive it out to work. He worked there, and I bought it from him, and it's been a good project.
How long did it take you to get this done from what it was to what we're looking at today?
It took me about 3.5 years to do it. I pulled the body off the frame, redid the frame, and then redid the underneath of the body and sat it back down. And so it took about 3 years doing it by myself.
There's still a lot of original things. You said you were able to keep the original back window. It looks like there's quite a few other things that are original to the car.
The only thing that's really, the back tail lights are original, and the front headlight and the grille is all original.
And the dash is the original.
Dash is original.
Yeah,
right.
I'm familiar with the 51 Chevy dash because when I was a little kid, those were new cars. How did you decide? Now, you got custom wheels on there, and that is, of course, a custom color as well.
Right, that's Tango Mango Orange. And when I did the car, I took this little six-cylinder in it, and then I put a 350 V8 in it, and a 350 turbo tranny in it, and a 79 Nova rear end in it to bring it up to standards.
Right, probably by updating it that way, I'm sure it's probably nicer driving car than when it was new.
Right. So, better braking power.
Now, brakes, did you do a different style of brake on it or update those?
I updated them with just the master cylinder in that, but they're still shoe brakes. They're shoe brakes.
This takes quite a bit of skill, but you said you had worked at Snap-on, so you have experience doing this type of work.
Metal work, yeah. I worked at Snap-on 42 years and bent metal, and that's where I got my metal from, and it turned out pretty good.
As you said, it's a mango type of orange, a sparkly mango orange. What are the wheels?
Those are Krager wheels.
Beautiful, shiny Krager wheels, chopped and customized, but still just a beautiful example of early 1950s automobile, and made just a little bit sharper than what it was when it was brand new.
Right.
So you have some other cars that you're working on too. This is one of your projects.
Right. I've got a 1967 El Camino that's getting ready for paint next month, and I've got a 64 Chevy on my rotisserie I'm rebuilding that. That's my grandson's car.
Right. And that's a 64 Biscayne Post.
64 Biscayne Post, right.
That'll be a sharp car when that's done, too, because I remember those 64 Chevys. So, boy, a lot of nice things here, and thanks for sharing them with us on the Classic Car Chat.
You bet.
And it's been a pleasure coming on out to see the projects that he has and ground-up restoration that he does on these things. And the one we focused on today is a 1951 Chevrolet. You going to show it at some car shows and things like that?
Yeah. I take it around to Fort Dodge, Britt, Algona, all over.
So we'll be seeing that car at some of the shows this summer as well. Well, thanks for being with us on the Classic Car Chat.
Well, thank you.
Again, Dave Cromer, and again, featuring that 1951 Chevrolet, this time around being brought to you by JDR Seeds.